Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films from all genres and bring you celebrity interviews every single week.
Very good, Lewis. Short but pointless.
Pizza dude's got 30 seconds.
You want me to yank you out of that seat and shake it out of you?
I don't have it. Screws fall out all the time. The world's an imperfect place.
And now, here is your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD. Welcome to the Back in Time podcast, and welcome to a special episode, as this week we're diving into top five Keanu Reeves movies. Joined, as always, by my co-host, JD. JD, what's going on tonight, man?
Whoop, whoop. Super stoked. I feel like a wind on the breeze of a mountain right now as we're going to talk some of one of my favorite actors of all times.
Okay. Definitely not my favorite actor, but excited to talk about him.
But some of your favorite movies fall under his umbrella.
They do, yeah. I just, you know who I like. You know, like I like John Candy. I like Bill Murray. There's a bigger list out there, but he's in there somewhere, probably in like the 30s or 40s.
That's what she said.
Speaking of that's what she said, who do we have on the line with us today, Kyle?
As we heard the giggle, that is at Jen Dreadful Jenny. She's the new co-host of Dave's Pop Culture Podcast. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to get you on and talk a little Keanu Reeves. You know, I've listened to the podcast lately with you and Dave. Dave's a good buddy of ours. He's been on the show a bunch of times. You're doing a great job as his co-host. How's it going over there so far at Dave's Pop Culture?
Oh, it's doing wonderful. I mean, I couldn't be more grateful to Dave for, you know, inviting me on in the first place. So if not, I wouldn't have met you guys. I wouldn't have met all the great friends that I have in the cinema community, especially the horror community. So we have a lot of fun over there. So if you haven't listened to us, get your tail on over there. We got all your needs met.
Yeah, check them out. Especially if you like Troma. They're doing a lot of Troma. They're actually sponsored by Troma. And you can check them out pretty much every platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, just like our podcast. Of course, you can follow Jenny at Jen Dreadful, just one N, not two N's. And check her out and give her a follow. Now,
yeah, I sure can.
Jenny, tell me a little bit about your love of Keanu Reeves here. You mentioned offline here, he's one of your favorite actors. Tell me why he makes the list for you.
Well, I mean, other than him being just almost genetic perfection, I mean, he's great. He's fun, you know, and he's really at the top of his game right now. So you guys chose, like, I mean, the best time to do this top five on him. He really has so much going on right now.
Yeah, he's got a ton of stuff going on. Obviously, John Wick absolutely crushed it at the box office this year. And then just this past week, Toy Story 4, or as some are calling it now, Toy Story Forky, is out in theaters, and he's one of the voices there, lending his talents as Duke Kaboom, which is a pretty cool little character. I'm excited to see it. I'm sure by the time this episode actually comes out, I'll have already watched that with my son, and we'll probably talk about it next week on the podcast. But Jenny, are you planning on going to see Toy Story? Are you a Disney animated fan?
I totally am, yes. And I have two young ones who are just as excited to go see it as I am. Yeah. I might be slightly more excited. this was like my Disney was Toy Story, you know?
Yeah.
So I grew up with that one.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's hard to believe it's actually 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they're still turning them out. And this one, they're saying maybe as good as the last, if not even better. So it's exciting. Now, JD, are you planning on seeing Toy Story? I can't remember if you're a fan of that movie or not.
I am a fan. I do love Toy Story, but my Toy Story 4 experience will be much different than the both of you all.
Yeah.
Mine will be with a jumbo Long Island iced tea at a maybe studio movie grill with okay. no children kicking the back of me.
You don't know that there's not going to be children there. Because yeah, at the grill, you can have little kids.
We'll go at a time when kids are in bed.
Okay.
Okay, well, just because I'm taking two kids doesn't mean I won't also have the Long Island.
There you go.
Touché. Checkmate. Hey, dreadful for the win.
Right?
That's awesome. I also am a little bit torn because I do want to see the new Chucky movie, and they've been doing some just amazing advertisement. So I also kind of want to check that out this weekend. Are you guys looking forward to seeing the new Chucky movie?
No.
Okay. Well,
no.
Man, I'm the only one that's bought into the marketing, huh?
You know what? I love the Chucky. I love Child's Play. I love them. I have them all. But this, you know, totally goes down a different path. I am going to watch it because it is a Child's Play movie, so I feel like I have to. But am I looking forward to it? Not so much.
You know how you know this might be pretty bad? They have not released the Rotten Tomatoes score yet.
Yeah.
That's never a good sign when it gets released within 24 hours.
Well, Rob Zombie falls under the same circumstances for every movie he releases, and yet I love every single one.
Oh, that's true.
I do too.
Okay, well, let's not waste any more time. Let's get into our top five Keanu Reeves movies. Now, real quick, here's the rundown. We will give our top five picks. I will give the order, and we'll do it that way. So I'm actually going to start with you, Jenny. JD's going to go second. I will bring up the rear. Insert humorous JD quote or line. I'm not even going to give him the pleasure because I know he's got something witty. And that's how we'll break it down. Were you going to say something there, ass face?
Well, it was going to be a hemorrhoid joke, but we'll go with something else. So we'll break it down.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Not well played. It's very awful from what I hear and read. So.
Yeah. All right. Let's start with number five. Jenny, what do you have as your number five choice?
My number five is Knock Knock from 2015.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
Good choice.
Okay. Tell me why it's on the list.
Okay. So this one's directed by Eli Roth. I love almost everything by him. Not all, but almost.
Okay.
It's a sort of erotic thriller, horror, whatever you want to call it. It's actually based on an older movie called Death Game from 1977.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that. But I actually really like this movie. I just think it's a whole lot of fun. It's a real cat and mouse type game. And two of the producers, the actresses from first movie, Death Game, are actually the producers of this one.
Okay.
Very cool. They had a lot of influence on it. So it's pretty similar.
Very nice. Yeah, in Knock Knock is not anywhere on the streaming sites unless it's up on the horror streaming service, which I can't think of at the
Shudder.
Shudder,
there you go.
Yeah.
Is it up on Shudder? Okay.
No, it's not there yet.
Uh-uh. So this is one you're going to have to get out there and find, people. It's not going to be at your local Walmart for sale, but it is definitely worth taking a look at. Okay, cool. That's a great number five pick. JD, what do you have at your number five?
Prepare to have your mind blown.
Okay.
That was sexy, right?
That was hot.
Let's go with Johnny Mnemonic.
Johnny Mnemonic. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Do go on.
There's something about when this movie came out, it like hit me in all the right ways with him being this like pre-Matrix star and all of like the sci-fi like laser finger rope killing people nonsense. And I don't know what, when this came out, what was it, 95? Yeah, so Johnny Mnemonic, and you know, for what it's worth, for what I mentioned for my love about Keanu Reeves, I read a quote a few years ago that compared him to a delicate tea leaf in a cup of warm water that just flavors everything that you watch.
Okay.
And that's Johnny Mnemonic.
There you go.
Number five. All right.
Well, Kai, I feel like I can smell your breath from here. I don't like it.
I feel like I can smell your ass from here.
I love it. It smells like alcohol, so I love it. Do it again.
Hard alcohol and... I'm very uncomfortable. I'm going to go ahead and I warned you guys earlier.
Can I guess? Can I make my guess what I think your number five is?
Go ahead.
Is it Hardball?
God damn it. Yes.
It's Hardball. I knew it.
Yes. So at number five, it is Hardball from 2001, where he is the coach, Connor O'Neill. I mean, come on. How do you not love a movie about Keanu Reeves coaching a bunch of inner city kids to a championship game? You laugh. You might even cry during this movie. Plus, I'm just a sucker for sports movies. So it may not be my only sports movie on the list here with Keanu Reeves. We'll get to that here in a bit. But yeah, that's my number five pick. So I will now take all of your hate. Lay it on thick.
I saw Hardball in a hotel. Really love that movie. No, it's a great movie. I saw it in a hotel in Las Vegas like 10 years ago. Oh, okay. Good on you.
There you go. Very nice. All right.
We all had different picks. That's the yeah. The tea leaf of Keanu Reeves.
Nice. Well, let's keep chugging along to the number four pick. Jenny, what do you have?
I have from 2000, The Gift.
Ooh.
Not to be confused with the 2015, The Gift. It's a completely different movie. This one was directed by Sam Raimi, and it's like a murder mystery where Keanu plays this horrible redneck, woman-beating, cheating Donnie Barksdale. So he's just a horrible person in this movie, and he gets like accused of a kidnapping murder, and it's actually a pretty star-studded cast in here. They got Greg Kinnear, there's Katie Holmes, Kate Blanchett, and it's just a really fun time. Yeah, so if you want yourself a good like murder mystery whodunit, this one's good.
That cast is freaking amazing. I mean, from like top to bottom, like, holy crap!
Yeah,
J.K. Simmons is like a afterthought almost. He's like 10th billing
on
this cast.
Yeah, like, that's impressive. Way down there.
This could be a hidden gem. I have not ever watched this movie.
Really?
Yeah, oh, I gotta see this.
That one.
Well, I saw The Gift from 2015. Doesn't sound nearly as good as this one does.
No, this one's good. It has psychics. It has murder and cheating and violence and just all kinds of nonsense going on.
Well, putting a star next to that one so I can add that to my list. Okay, well, JD, what do you have at number four?
So I want to go down south, 1997, with Kevin Lomax.
Kevin Lomax, who?
Anyone?
The Devil's Reach, or the Devil's Reach, the Devil's Advocate.
I love the Devil's Advocate, and there's a very special near and dear reason why I'm very fond of this movie. Kyle, you should know, but I doubt you remember.
Probably not.
Beyond the fact that I love Al Pacino, I love Keanu in this movie, but I'm actually friends with Andrew Niederman, who wrote the novel of Devil's Advocate, and I adapted one of his novels for a screenplay. He's super awesome. He's super intelligent, creative mother effer in every regard. And anything that he's ever done, he does the V.C. Andrews novels. And there's like a series coming out on like the Hallmark Channel for, you know, based on those novels. And I think he's a fantastic author, and he's just great. And so I love Devil's Advocate.
Let's get him on the podcast. Reach out to him.
I you want me to text him right now?
Well, you don't have to do it right this second.
Okay.
But yeah. Get it done.
No, and that's I think it's a great movie. It's a fantastic movie. I think freaking Coach is in it.
Coach. Yeah, Craig T. Nelson, great actor. I love Coach.
Yeah, you
but do. Also Al Pacino. I mean, how do you beat I love his voice.
Ooh, that was good.
I do try. I do an okay whoa, but that's about the extent.
Sure, let me try. Whoa. No, that was more Keanu than Al.
You got to get real deep. Real deep in your loins.
I snorted.
All right. I'm
going back on mute.
Pacino's monologue at the end of that movie was just, it was like psychotic.
He might be psychotic. I'm not convinced that he isn't. So, okay. Well, let's get to my number four pick here. Old Captain Predictable here. I'm at the football field for the 2000. Just love it. The left-handed slinging Shane Falco. The Replacements.
The Replacements.
Yeah. Yeah. You knew my pick.
Yeah. No, I know. I feel like I could have done my list and then your list. And Jenny, she's the wild card.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm not going to be very creative with these Keanu picks. I can already tell you that. But I will tell you this. I do absolutely love The Replacements. If it's on TV, I'm watching it. I own the DVD. When football season starts up, I'll be like, fuck it. Let's throw in some Replacements and watch Shane Falco. Plus, you have a little bit of Gene Hackman in there. One of his last roles, too. So, yeah, you got to give it up to old Gene. Now, let's get to the number three pick here. Jenny, what do you have?
I actually have something that's already been chosen. It was my number three, but The Devil's Advocate. Yeah.
Okay.
It was my number three.
Great.
Yeah. Nice. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you would like to add in there?
I just couldn't leave it out because it was such an awesome movie. There was some really great stars in this one. Charlize Theron was in it also, and I love her. I don't know. And I think a lot of it had to do with there was a certain something that went on to where, like, Pacino, he wasn't going to be interested in this role. I think they offered it to him like several times, but he didn't want to do it unless he got to do it his way. So most of the dialogue is straight from him. Like, that's his dialogue, which explains a lot.
Nice.
Okay. I love it. So we got two for The Devil's Advocate. Now, JD, since you've done a great job of guessing mine, can I try to pick your next pretentious Keanu Reeves movie?
The fact that you said pretentious suggests you might guess it, but by all means.
A Scanner Darkly?
It is A Scanner Darkly.
Yes. All right.
It most certainly is A Scanner Darkly. Philip K. Dick, Richard Linklater. Like, I love this movie. I've got the poster hanging on my wall. Woody Harrelson, Robert Downey Jr. It's a fantastic movie.
We know each other so well. Go ahead.
But sorry, I couldn't even guess that, I think. I couldn't even guess that from hearing that you picked Johnny Mnemonic.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I knew that this would be on your list.
It had to be on my list. If you haven't seen it, if you are open-minded to some rotoscope.
I haven't seen it.
It's so much fun. It's such a great movie. It's such a great story. And the fact that they tell it through an animation lens just makes it all the better. And it's so applicable to like our modern like political climate.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot.
Please do.
Stay tuned for Kyle. His next pick of The Lake House.
No, okay. I guarantee you have my next two picks down, but there's one in my honorable mentions that you will not have known.
The Neon Demon.
Damn it. No, it's not that.
Okay.
It's not that.
All right, let's continue here. So number three, and these, man, I keep kind of going back and forth. I had one, two, and three, but I keep shuffling them back and forth. I'm just going to stick to my original list. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is my number three pick. Okay, so first off, whoa. And second of all, I can't wait for the reboot, or not the reboot, but the next sequel to come out. I'm so excited about this project. I just feel like this was kind of like his launching pad in the movie stardom. I mean, the movie did pretty well. It did like $40 million for 1989, pretty solid. You know, that led into a lot of other really big roles for him. Just kind of put him on the map. And he was smart to not stick to like that stoner character and kind of got away with it, got away from it a lot like Sean Penn.
I love this movie. It brings so many good memories and it's just a great time. I mean, who doesn't love this movie? And it's hilarious.
There you go. Okay. Well, we're getting toward the finish line here. Jenny, what do you have for number two?
For number two, I have Constantine.
Okay.
I feel like that's not a surprise. I knew it was going to happen at some time.
Yeah, I have Constantine. I love the comic book. I love his character. I love the demon fighting badass that is, you know, John Constantine. The cast is wonderful. I have Rachel Weisz. I believe that's how you say it. Rachel Weisz.
Close enough.
Yeah, close enough. And then they have Tilda Swinton, who I fucking adore. Shia LaBeouf.
The Boof.
You know. Yeah, Peter Stormare, as he plays Satan. So yeah, this movie is fantastic.
I will say this: that movie's not on my list, but I do love Constantine. And I feel like it's a shame that this director here, Frank Lawrence, took this role into The Hunger Games, which, God damn it. Couldn't have given him something better than that. I feel like that was a money grab. Takes the big old role. Are you guys fans of that movie?
I don't think they're good, but I respect what they did.
Yeah.
And I respect the story and the cinematography and the world that they created. And then the world that they destroyed with the sequels.
Yeah, it's a little too Twilight for me in a different way.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I once saw Jeffrey Wright walking through the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I waved, and he waved.
Remember the last time you told a story like that? And then Anna was like, hey, I was with you, and that didn't happen.
Well, I've got my own version of reality.
Now, is this true, or are you making up stories again?
No, that okay. Actually happened. And right. He's from Washington, D.C., so.
All right. Well, I'll let that one slide.
All right. That's what she said.
So let's get to your number two pick, JD. What do you have?
Do you want to guess?
No, I don't want to guess. Just lay it on us.
It's Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted, okay.
It has to be Bill and Ted for a number of reasons. I love the time travel. I love George Carlin. I love everything that he is and represents. And he's the first official TED Talk for generations to come.
Very true. They do get credit for the TED Talk, whether they want to give them credit or not. I do.
So they need to get credit, and it's hilarious. It's funny. It holds up too. Like if you watch it again, it's like, oh, this is funny. Oh, that's cute. Oh my gosh, Genghis Khan. So totally good.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Very nice. Let's get to the number two pick for me. This one's it's on the newer end. I know we don't have a lot of very new Keanu Reeves movies on here, but I got to go with the original John Wick. I feel like this movie kind of came out of nowhere, and now it's spawned into Chapter 2, Chapter 3. Each one of the movies has pretty much improved by almost 100% from its predecessor as far as like box office success goes. And I actually really like this story. But a guy that's just in retirement and wants to kill all these dudes that killed his dog. Which, if you killed my dog, I would do the same thing. Because I love my pets. So it's a simple story, but it's actually really cool.
Yeah, and, you know, in terms of the story, and this, John Wick was originally on my list, and I won't lie, it got replaced by Johnny Mnemonic.
Okay.
My point being, John Wick is a fantastic production. And it's a fantastic story. And from a writing standpoint, it is simple.
Yep.
So when you're looking at creating a story, think the simplest choices that you can make. He is avenging the death of his dog.
Period.
And then build in mythology
behind
it with the coins. And he's breaking the cinder blocks under his basement. It's like low-hanging fruit to create an amazing franchise, and I didn't like the second. I thought the third was fantastic, and wherever they go from here, it's like they have a whole gigantic world of possibilities that they have let themselves create, and that's writing 101 in a nutshell, and they've done a fantastic job.
Here's a little cool side note about the John Wick movie. The director of that movie, Chad Stahelski, was actually Keanu Reeves' stunt double for all the Matrix movies. And then went on to direct them. That's pretty cool.
Ooh, interesting. So,
now, let's get to the number one pick. So, Jenny, you started with Knock Knock. Number four, you went to The Gift. Then we went to The Devil's Advocate. And then Constantine. How do you round out your top five?
You'll never guess this one. That's because nobody, mostly nobody, has ever even heard of it before. And I put it at my number one because I just wanted to. So
Is it possible that it's Thumbsucker?
No.
Is it possible that it's My Own Private Idaho?
No.
Okay,
go ahead. Oh, I thought I was going to slam dunk you. Okay, sorry.
We could not guess. You were
lay
correct.
Some knowledge down on us.
Speed. Okay, so this movie is from 1988.
Okay.
And it is called The Night Before.
Ooh. This is also another one I do not know. Lay some knowledge on us.
Anybody? Have either of you seen it?
No.
No.
No, you are.
All right. See, that's
you
what
are
I was
Dorian
aiming for.
Gray right here.
That's what I was aiming for. Okay. So let me just lay down the premise of this movie because it is insane. This movie is where Keanu Reeves, he plays a character named Winston Connolly, who is this naive, goofy, geeky guy who only because the girl lost a bet with her friend, he gets to take, well, her name is Tara, played by Lori Loughlin, you know, Aunt Becky from Full House. So she plays like the prom queen. She lets him know right off the bat. She's like, look, I'm only going with you to this prom because I lost a bet and that's it. And he's like, okay, cool. I don't care. Then what happens is sometime during the night, he blacks out. Something happens. We don't know. And he ends up in an alley, like all disheveled and his tux is ripped and he has no idea what's going on. His date is nowhere to be found. He can't find his car. And as it turns out, he ends up in the middle of LA and he has sold Tara to a pimp that he pissed off for $1,500. And he has to go and try to retrace his step and get her back.
I'm in. I don't know where I'm going to find this movie, but I'm in.
It's on Prime for free if you have Prime.
Oh, I have Prime.
It's on Prime right now.
That's amazing.
Yeah, okay. It's very 80s. It has 80s, you know, dance scenes and, you know, young drinking and some stereotyping.
Yeah.
That is horrible. I mean, you're going to love it.
Is it as bad as the movie Bully?
No.
Because the dance club scenes of high school teens and Bully? If you've not seen it, watch it and then come back.
Hmm. I don't think about? So. Because the music is better in this one.
You've seen Bully though, right?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Okay, good. I feel like Kyle's thinking that we're talking about Big Bully with Rick
God,
Moranis.
I love that movie. You know I love it.
I love that movie. That's such a good
movie.
That
is a great movie.
I'm looking at the photo gallery just to kind of see what the movie might be about. Half of the pictures are Lori Loughlin almost completely naked. So, I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to watch it for that reason, mm-hmm. but I'm already playing it in the background. What? So, yeah, I think that I'm in on this one.
Swing.
Tentpole.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Cool.
Let's keep going here. JD, you started with Johnny Mnemonic. You went to The Devil's Advocate. Then you went to A Scanner Darkly. Pretentious. Then you went to Bill and Ted. How do you round out your top five?
Do I dare let you guess?
Speed.
No. You okay. Son of a bitch. You're supposed to be my friend.
Well, that is mine. Go ahead.
I am an FBI agent. Point Break, Catherine Bigelow.
Yeah, it's Point Break was hard to leave off of my list.
That means it's not your number one.
It
that
is
means
not
Speed
my
is your number one.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. No, I Point Break to me is the definitive Patrick Swayze versus Keanu Reeves. Johnny Utah, uh-huh. punk, quarterback punk. Ah, oh, I love this movie. Like, it's essentially the plot to Fast and the Furious.
Right.
But with surfing. And they did it so much better. We get Anthony Kiedis in this movie. Gary Busey. We get the guy from Scrubs. John C. McGinley.
On a serious note, does anybody have better teeth than Gary Busey?
Jake Busey.
Eh, maybe. A little wider. The guy's got a set of molars on him. To round out your top five, Point Break, very solid choice. Okay, let's recap my list here. Number five, Hardball. Number four, The Replacements. Number three, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Come on, dude.
Good.
Whoa. Number two, John Wick. Yeah. And number one, in our archives, we're in 1994, and we're cruising down the street, and we can't stop this freaking bus. We're in speed. Come on, man. The whole it's action-packed. Sandra Bullock, you know, he's on the bus, he's off the bus, he's below the bus, he's getting dragged by the bus. The bus is jumping ramps. I mean, does it get any better than Speed? Come on.
No, from like a writing standpoint, this is action-packed as action-packed gets.
Yes.
Like, when they sat down and conceived this movie, congrats to them. They did a fantastic job.
I think of Keanu Reeves, and I think he's a very slender, better-looking Stallone. And he's made these really cool action movies. And I that's the genre I like him in. You guys like the Constantines and the Devil Advocates. I'm more like, give me my Speed, give me my Hardball and Replacements, I'm good to go. I want the Fast, the Furious, and the Softy.
And yet somehow you did not choose Johnny Utah.
I know. The problem is I watched Point Break like 30 years ago and I haven't watched it since.
Oh, you son of a bitch bastard. Another Keanu. I have apparently two Keanu posters hanging on my wall. I know, Scanner Darkly, yeah. And Point Break.
I know. You love Scanner Darkly.
And Point Break.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sure we have to have some honorable mentions here. This is a hard list to put together. I'm interested to hear, Jenny, what you might have had as an honorable mention, considering three of your movies I have actually never even watched before.
And that's awesome. That's exactly what I was going for. So good. My honorable mention, and this is where you're going to get the big softy part of me, and I will say it. I'm going to say it. Yes. It's A Walk in the Clouds.
It had to happen.
It had to happen.
One of us had to do it.
Yeah, it had to happen.
Walk in the Clouds. That's okay. I don't know if I've ever watched that one either. That might be number four.
Come on. Now that's just a crime. That is a crime.
When did that movie come out? I might have watched it. 95?
Before you got hemorrhoids.
It was yesterday.
95. It's 95, you're right.
I think Anna just laughed from the other room.
He looks familiar in this stupid hat on his head. I might have watched this movie. I just forgot about it. Yeah, he's in uniform. I get it. I see why you like it. JD, do you have an honorable mention?
I have two. Okay. And I thought this might be Jenny's top thumbsucker, which is a really cool movie.
Okay.
Vince D'Onofrio. Okay. Tilda Swinton. It's a really cool movie. It's very indie, and he plays a teacher in it. Uh-huh. It's a cool movie. Other honorable mention? Parenthood.
Parenthood, okay.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's a fantastic movie, and he plays a great part in it.
Yes, okay. He absolutely does. Isn't he like a kind of dumb high school, like, isn't he a drag car racer, race car driver, something?
Yeah, he's just like an idiot boyfriend, and he's so perfect.
Okay, I like it. Now, I will give you my two honorable mention picks. The first one is going to be a Gus Van Sant movie, which he wrote and directed, starring River Phoenix, the late River Phoenix, My Own Private Idaho. I just love this movie.
It's an interesting pick, man.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that probably should have made my list. It would have gave me a little bit more street cred, but here it is my honorable mention. And I was a huge, huge River Phoenix fan. So when this movie came out,
he's a beautiful man. I don't doubt that. So we literally in the episode that we, Jenny, recorded with Dave's.
Get the name right.
What's the name of it? God damn it. It's Cotton Candy Podcast?
No. Nope, that's not it.
Pop Culture Podcast.
There you go.
We talked about Gus Van Sant in that episode that we just we did a Shoot the Breeze the other day. Mm-hmm. And we talked about Gus BS.
I like it. Cool story.
Yeah, and a beginning, a middle, and end.
Yeah. Okay, and then my second choice here. Maybe you guys just don't like these action movies like I do, but Chain Reaction. I actually used to really love that movie. Morgan Freeman, come on.
I remember my parents renting that on VHS and coming home with a pizza. We've got a pizza. We've got a Blockbuster VHS. This is what we're doing Friday night in the 90s, and Chain Reaction happened.
It has not aged well. I watched it like a couple years ago, and I was like, oh, God. Why do I like this movie? But it's pretty decent cast. Freeman, Rachel Weisz, and what's his name? Brian Cox. Love that guy. Jenny, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This has been a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is, it was a pleasure for me because any night that I get to talk about Keanu Reeves is a fun time.
Absolutely. So go ahead, plug your social media one more time and in the podcast and where everybody can listen and follow you at.
Okay, so you can always reach out to me and talk to me about movies on Twitter. I'm at Jen Dreadful. Come on down and listen to me and my good friend Phantom Dark Dave on Dave's Pop Culture Podcast, and we'll take care of all your pop culture movie needs from, 80s to horror and classic and trauma, and, it'll be a good time.
Well, definitely check it out. Of course, Dave's been on this podcast a bunch of times. You can listen to all those episodes in our archives. I'm at KAutry29 on Twitter. JD's at UnjustJustin. He'll be burping and writing blogs throughout the week. And of course, you can subscribe to this show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, Google Podcast, and YouTube. But for now, we're out of here for tonight. Time to get back into the DeLorean and punch in today's date. We'll be back with another episode this week, another top five of our favorite summer movies. JD, close us out.
Punk. Quarterback punk.